This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A Native film festival has returned to the Walker Arts Center for its second year of showcasing film that looks to the past, present, and future to tell the stories and truths of Native peoples.
This year, we're picking it up again to continue that legacy and to also acknowledge, you know, that history that Native film has here in the Twin Cities.
This week, we sit down with co-curator and filmmaker Missy Whiteman to discuss Indie Genesis Gen 2. Here's reporter Cole Primo.
It's an incredibly snowy day, and traffic is picking up outside the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis. I meet Missy Whiteman at the Arts Center's Esker Grove restaurant, set on the first level with large windows facing Loring Park, the entire space glowing from the white snow reflection. I'm here to talk with Missy Whiteman about the return of a film series that showcases Native-made films. But it's much more than a film series. First, an introduction.
My name is Missy Whiteman, and I belong to the Northern Arapaho and Kickapoo Nations. Northern Arapaho from the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, and then Kickapoo from Oklahoma.
The four-week-long Indie Genesis Gen 2 film series begins in mid-February and features vintage films like 1923's The Covered Wagon, as well as new films like 2018's Falls Around Her, featuring the iconic Native actress Tantu Cardinal. I asked Missy Whiteman, who's a filmmaker herself, how the films were selected for this series.
We don't look at necessarily like who's the IT director. We really look at how is film representative of Native life, and also looking at it from a cultural perspective, whether it being a full film like Edge of the Knife, which is an entire Indigenous language, or whether it be, you know, opening night with Covered Wagon, which, you know, is the first Western.
She actually has a deep family connection to The Covered Wagon, which will be presented a bit differently at the film series for the first night.
Actually, in this film, we're recontextualizing that film, and we're adding a live score to that because that film is closely related to my family. And so I have like great-grandparents that are in that film that I have direct descendancy to. Like, our family has photographs from that set, and so that's going to be a part of the evening.
Aside from powerful feature-length movies, documentaries will also play a big part in the film series, including Warrior Women. The documentary tells the story of Native mothers and daughters fighting for Native rights in the American Indian Movement, also known as AIM.
However, we get the job done, you know, whatever it takes.
The screening is also a chance to honor those warrior women.
And that's an evening for us to have the opportunity to honor them, but to do it in a way that the directors want us to do that. It's a call to the warrior women of Minnesota to come to the screening and be acknowledged and honored.
Minnesota connections abound in the film series, in all categories.
So we have Lyle Corbine. He's actually from the Mille Lacs Reservation, and he produced Chenab 1, and we'll be screening that with the Native Shorts. We will also have locally produced films, youth films. We have In Progress, and we just are adding some of the Little Earth Youth Collective films to the Mediatek, which will run all month long throughout the series.
And while traditional feature-length movies and short films and documentaries are great, some of the featured projects really push the boundaries of filmmaking, like Bidamin, First Light, an interactive virtual reality installation.
Can't give it away, but it's really about a different realm. For Native people, we believe in different realms. We believe in different like lifetimes. With this VR, it's really a view into what does an urban setting look like. The producers are from Canada. So what does this environment in, you know, an urban setting in Canada look like? Post-apocalyptic setting. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right. I'll take that.
Sure. Indigenous perspective.
Okay. Overall, Missy Whiteman says it's more than a film series. It's about not only teaching Native youth the ins and outs of filmmaking, but inspiring them to create and tell their own story.
Like everything that I do, everything that I create, whatever it is, it always is like the people that came before us, you know, our ancestors, and then who's following. You know, those are always what we have in mind, and who's going to carry our legacy forward. And that's, you know, our future generations.
I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.